Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Kyle O'Quinn rules, or at least he did last night when he scored 26 points to lead Norfolk State, a 15 seed in the men's NCAA basketball tournament, past Missouri, a 2 seed. The final score in that one was 86-84. And that wasn't even last night's most astonishing upset. There are lots of reasons why Duke should have beaten Lehigh. Duke didn't have to travel, and Lehigh did. Duke's basketball history includes championships. Lehigh had never previously won a game in the tournament. So, Lehigh, a number 15 seed, 75. Duke, a number 2, 70. St. Patrick's Eve was cruel to Notre Dame. The Irish, a 7 seed, fell to Xavier, a 10 seed, 67-63. Among the other unexpected results was North Carolina State's drubbing of San Diego State, 79-65. The former is an 11 seed, the latter a 6. And just so Buckeye fans wouldn't feel left out, Ohio, a 13 seed, sent home Michigan, a 4 seed. In a few of the games that followed form, Florida State got by St. Bonaventure, but by just 3 points. Georgetown hammered Belmont, 74-59. Florida pasted Virginia, 71-45. North Carolina, a 1 seed, had little trouble with Vermont, a 16 seed. The final in that one was 77-58. In today's games, number 1 seed Kentucky will play Iowa State, and Ohio State, a 2 seed, will attempt to vanquish Gonzaga, a 7 seed this time around. Marquette will face Murray State, and finally, Colorado, an 11 seed, will be trying to channel Norfolk State, Lehigh, et al. When they face Baylor, a 3 seed, tonight. On Thursday, Syracuse defeated UNC Asheville 72-65, prompting Bulldogs head coach Eddie Biedenbaugh to declare, "Syracuse is better than Asheville. Tonight, we were better than Syracuse." Present at that second-round game in Pittsburgh was Syracuse Post-Standard reporter Mike Waters. Mike, the score notwithstanding, was UNC Asheville better than Syracuse on Thursday?
They played better than Syracuse for 38 minutes. And they had to overcome a few calls, but they were right there. They had a chance, but you know, they didn't close out the game, and that's part of college basketball. You know, the scoreboard says you got to play for 40, and Syracuse definitely did what they had to do, especially in the last 10 minutes there of the second half, and then the last 2 minutes of the game, you know, making 8 of their last 9 free throws and taking care of the ball and doing what they had to do to avoid history and not become the first 1 seed to lose to a 16 seed in NCAA tournament history.
Syracuse won without center and Big East Defensive Player of the Year Fab Mello. Earlier this week, he was declared ineligible for the tournament. Tell us about the reasons for that.
Well, the university has not publicly stated what the exact reasons were, just saying that he is ineligible. I've been told by a couple of sources that it has to do with academics, but still not exactly sure why. And, of course, you know, the university officials have to cite privacy laws and not going into the students' academic issues. He missed 3 games in the middle of the season back in late January, also due to academics. So I think the 2 suspensions might have something to do with each other, but you know, we're just not absolutely sure right now.
General opinion seems to be that Syracuse is fading and may not go a lot further in this tournament, despite the team's status as a number 1 seed. Does that seem likely to you?
I don't know that they're fading necessarily, but you know, obviously they did not play well on Thursday. They're going to miss Fab Mello as they go into the tournament and play bigger teams. You know, UNC Asheville's tallest starter was just 6'5". You know, so Syracuse did not, you know, have to, you know, worry about any big guys in the middle, any rebounding issues. But from here on out, they're going to run into bigger, stronger teams, and not having your 7-footer is going to cause problems. And it's just going to take a terrific effort on the part of, you know, some of the other kids who backed up Fab Mello during the regular season and some of the other players on the team, you know, to just increase what they were doing. You know, everyone's got to step up a little because there's not just one guy on the team who can replace Fab Mello in the middle.
Specifically, how does Syracuse stack up against today's third-round opponent, Kansas State?
Kansas State is the exact type of opponent where they're, you know, Syracuse is going to miss Pat Mello the most. Kansas State was the Big 12 Conference's top rebounding team. They get a lot of points off second chance opportunities, so they love to crash the offensive boards. Syracuse has had a lot of problems on their defensive end of the floor in terms of rebounding the basketball all year long, even when they had Fab Mello. So not having him in there could pose a potential problem. Kansas State, they play so hard. They're very physical. They're very aggressive. Syracuse's frontline guys, including the backups to Fab Mello, by Kata, Rakeem Christmas, they're just going to have to match Kansas State's aggressiveness.
Mike, this season has seen serious sexual abuse allegations against former assistant coach Bernie Fine, recent allegations that the basketball program violated the NCAA's policy on recreational drug use, and now the academic issues that have apparently caused the loss of their best player. What's the current mood on campus?
Well, I actually haven't been on campus for so long because I've been on the road following the team from New York City at the Big East Tournament to here in Pittsburgh for the NCAA's here. You know, I know a lot of fans aren't real happy, and they kind of have to muster their support, if you will, for this team. You know, the sexual abuse allegations against the former assistant coach had nothing to do with the players that are on the floor. I think that's what fans are trying to focus on. The drug policy issue, you know, that's something that the school itself reported to the NCAA a year and a half ago, and while the report that came out last week was shocking and troubling, the report had none of the current players involved. Now, for the program in general, I think it's cast a huge shadow over the Syracuse men's basketball program, and one that eventually here, you know, some coaches and administrators are going to have to answer to.
Mike Waters is in Pittsburgh covering the Orange for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Mike, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Bill, it's been a pleasure. You have a good day.